I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is, If You Are Still Trying, You Haven't Failed. Our scripture is Proverbs 24:16. For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. Failure is one of the heaviest words in our language. It carries shame, regret, and the echo of voices, sometimes your own, that say you should be further along by now. But hear this truth clearly today. If you're still trying, you haven't failed. Failure is not falling down. Failure is not getting it wrong. Failure is not being tired, discouraged, or uncertain. Failure is giving up on what God is still working on. God measures differently than we do. We measure success by outcomes. God measures faithfulness by perseverance. Peter failed when he sank in the water, but he reached for Jesus. David failed morally, but he returned to the Lord with a broken heart. Thomas failed to believe, but he stayed close enough to touch the scars. God did not discard them because they stumbled. He redeemed them because they kept coming back. You may be crawling right now, but crawling toward God is still movement. Trying is evidence of life. Dead things don't struggle. Dead things don't hope. Dead things don't pray through tears. If you are still trying, still praying, still loving, still showing up, still believing against the odds, that is proof that God is not finished with you. Paul writes in Philippians 1:6, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Notice it doesn't say you must complete it. God will. Your job is not perfection. Your job is persistence. Delay is not denial here. Some of you are frustrated because the breakthrough hasn't come yet. You think the delay means defeat, but scripture is filled with people who waited. Abraham waited decades for a promise. Joseph waited through prison for purpose. Israel waited 400 years for deliverance. Waiting did not cancel God's plan. It refined it. If you are still trying, God is still shaping. If you are still breathing, God is still working. Grace is for the struggling, not the finished. Grace was never meant for those who have it all together because grace exists because we don't. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect, get this, in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Not after the weakness, not once you fix yourself, in the weakness. Your struggle is not disqualification. It is a doorway for God's strength. Closing encouragement here. If you came listening today weary, if you've tried and failed and tried again, if you're questioning your progress or doubting your worth, hear this last one time. If you're still trying, you haven't failed. You are still in the fight. You are still loved. You are still called. And the God who walks with you is not counting your stumbles. He is honoring your perseverance. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.